الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه. ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير everybody for coming out. How's everybody doing? We have today quite a few things to get to. I, in the original plan of the course, had wanted to cover jumla fi'liya or the fi'l mudari, precisely, you know, the present tense fi'l. I wanted to cover that in quite a bit of detail by the end of today, actually. That was my original plan. However, I feel that that is not a realistic idea because I think we still have some familiarity to develop when it comes to jumla fi'liya, getting comfortable with the idea of jumla fi'liya, especially the fi'l, fa'il, and maf'ul, that structure. This is all, you know, I think an important adjustment in the class because I've seen it often far too much, you know, happen that a person or a class does not take into account the how the learning is taking place in the class, just continues to move on and press on with the schedule in mind and ends up basically leaving behind majority of the class, which is not what I would like to do. I would like to keep us all together to the very end, even if that means that, you know, we cover content at a slightly slower pace. So that is why today we're actually going to practice more and focus more on extending our learning of jumla fi'liya, getting comfortable with pronouns, and seeing quite a bit of examples from Quran. In the tutorial, inshallah, we will continue to have the same format where we're able to practice more, apply more, practice more, apply more. That is the intent. So then this week we get good practice of jumla fi'liya. Then on Monday we launch into jumla present tense fi'l. Okay? Does that make sense, people? All right, alhamdulillah, I'm glad it does. Even though I do have some content prepared for jumla or present tense. So this is good, alhamdulillah. I'm glad to hear that. I want to make sure that everybody is on the same page in this matter, inshallah. Let me just change something here, please. Yes. Okay. So alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feek. All right, we're going to review today taraka and zalama, two fi'l. Okay, before we begin, I'd like you to please look it up. What does taraka and what does zalama mean? I'll give you a moment, inshallah. And then send me the meaning of it in the private, through private chat, inshallah. You can look it up through any means that work for you, inshallah. Taraka and Dhalama. Okay, very good. Taraka means to omit. Very nice. To relinquish, let be. Okay, good. It's going to fall. All right. Zalama to do wrong. Thank you. All right. Very good. Sister Halima, thank you. Brother Salim, thank you. Zakla Khan for mentioning that. Taraka means to leave, right? To omit, to leave. That's taraka. Okay. Zalama means to wrong someone, to oppress somebody. Okay. All right. So, away from here. Thank you. All right, let us try to do this now in the table, shall we? Here we are in the table. Let's start with taraka. Okay, taraka means he left. All right, to keep this a little bit increased pace, I'm actually going to ask you to tell me the answers as we do it. Okay, so taraka, he left, correct? Then they both left. Taraka, very good. You can send the answer to me privately or as a whole group. They left. Taraku, excellent. She left. Tarakat, excellent. Thank you very much. They both left. Tarakat. Very nice. Okay. They female left. Tarakna. Tarakna. You left. Tarakta. You both left. Taraktuma. Fantastic. You all left. Taraktum. You female left. Tarakti, you female, singular. You all female left. Taraktunna, there we go, taraktunna. I left. Taraktu, very good. And we left. Tarakna. All right, very good. That is excellent. Jazakumullah khairan. And mashallah, I like how Brother Salim has the Tarakna at the very end there. Okay, very cool. Okay. Now, here we are. Here we are. With the next one. What was the next one? The Lama. What does Zalama mean? Right. He wronged, he oppressed. Okay. He wronged, he oppressed. Okay. I'm going to do something interesting here. All right. And I'm actually going to do this. All right. He wronged. What is that? In Arabic, very good. Zalama. Zalama. Perfect. She wronged. Zala. Zalamat. Very good. Excellent. You wronged. No, you. Zalam ta. Yes? Right? Galanta. Okay. I wronged. Volume 2. Very nice. They wronged. They wronged is. Ooh, yes. Volume. Okay. They wronged. Volume. We wronged. Dolamna. And you all wronged for the males. Dolam. So, all right, very good, mashallah. That's excellent, actually. Jazakumullahu khair. All right, can I have some volunteers, please? If they can kindly unmute themselves to read this with me. Jazakumullahu khair. Some people. All right. Ready. We're going to start with Taraka first. Actually, let's start with Alima. We haven't done Alima in a while. All right. Ready? Let's start with Alima. Alima.
Alima.
Alima.
Alima.
Alima.
Alimu.
Alimat.
Alimat.
Alimata.
Alimata.
Alimna.
Alimna.
Alimta.
Alimta.
Alimtuma.
Alimtuma.
Alimtum.
Alimtum.
Alimti.
Alimti.
Alimtunna.
Alimtunna.
Alimtu.
Alimtu.
Alimna.
Alimna.
Very nice. MashaAllah. Let's try Taraka. Right. Taraka.
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 Taraku.
Taraku.
Tarakat.
Tarakat.
Tarakata.
Tarakata.
Tarakna.
Tarakna.
Tarakta.
Tarakta.
Taraktuma.
Taraktuma.
Taraktum.
Taraktum.
Tarakti.
Taraktunna.
Taraktunna.
Taraktu.
Taraktu.
Tarakna.
Tarakna.
All right, let's start. Let's try Valama. Ready? All right. He wronged.
Valama.
Valama.
They both wronged.
Zalamata. Oh, Zalama.
Zalama, right? This is the... They both the masculine. All right. They wronged.
Zalamu.
Okay, just give me a minute. Let me copy this guy here. Zalamu. Sorry, that will help me. Zalamu. Okay, she wronged.
Zalamat.
What is happening? This is breaking my flow here. Hold on. Okay. Zalamat. They both female. Wronged.
Zalamata.
Zalamata. Very good. Mashallah. Zalamata. They femaled. Wronged.
Zalamna.
Zalamna. You wronged.
Zalamta.
Zalamta.
Zalamta. Both of you wronged.
Zalamtuma.
Zalamtuma. You all wronged.
Zalamtum.
Zalamtum.
Zalamtum. Very good. She wronged. Or, I mean, sorry. You female wronged.
Zalamti.
Zalamti, correct? All right, Zalamti. You all female wronged. Zalamtunna. Zalamtunna. All right. I wronged.
Zalamtu.
I wronged was?
Zalamtu.
Zalamtu.
All right. We wronged.
Zalamna.
Zalamna. All right. Jazakumullahu khairan. That was a bit of a change, but I think it was good, yeah? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. This was to just mix it up a little bit, challenge you a little bit. When I didn't write it and just read it, I was writing it as you read it, mashallah. And that's good, right? Right? I hope so. All right, alhamdulillah. Where are we? Now we are over here. We wronged. Ready? This should be fun. Okay. How do I say we wronged him? Send me a private message, please. Zalamna hu. Jameel, mashaAllah. That's really awesome. Zalamna hu. We wronged him. I'm really glad you're saying that. Here, as you notice, R3 has a sukoon. That is what is required for it to be the na, for it to be the fa'il. Correct? Zalamna hu. We look at the fa'il. Okay. We spot the attached pronoun. Okay, we separate that. Now I look at this. Fa'il, zalama, fa'il, na. And now when I translate it, we wronged him. Right? I just did it the other way, like the way we're doing it in our analysis, just to show you how this is identical, but you're arriving at the same answer from a different angle, and that inshallah will activate a different part of your brain, inshallah, increasing the chances of retention, right? And making those connections between concepts. Okay, we wronged her. We wronged her. Excellent, mashallah. I am super happy to see this. Zalamna ha. Zalamna ha. Excellent. We wronged them. We wronged them. We wronged them. Amazing. I'm saying amazing. I like Allah. Amazing, mashallah. Zalam na hum. That's what happens when you're trying to pronounce all the Arabic correctly. Sometimes the English pronunciation goes out the window. All right. Zalam na hum. Okay, let's look at the Quran for a second. Tanzeel.net, our favorite site. And here I am with Zalamnahum. If I have three dot there, it won't find anything. But just Zalamnahum, it will definitely find some examples. there's, for example, this ayah. There's many beautiful ayahs, but here is a very nice ayah. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوهُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Okay, what does wa mean? You can send this as a public message. It doesn't have to be private. Wa means and. Very, very good. MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khairan. Ma, what does ma mean? Ma means not. Here, ma means not. Okay? And this is... ma, like we have said, could mean what and not. Right now, all the ma we have seen generally means not. Zalamnahum. Fa'il. Exactly. Negates the next part of the sunnah. Fa'il, zalam, right? Or zalama. Fa'il. This is the fa'il. This is my fa'il. This na is my fa'il. I'm going to put fa here. And the hum is my maf'ul. Right? We did not wrong them. Walakin is one word. It means but. Walakin means but. Kanu is a fa'il we'll look at later. But it means they were, right? In the past tense. They were hum. Hum, what does hum mean? Hum means they. This is emphasis. Like this is called emphasis. Lovely emphasis. Hold on, please. Hold on. You know what's up? Yes. Walakin means, but kanu means they were, and then home, they. This is emphasizing. I think you can spot that this wow, right, is the actor. Just like qalu, or just like, you know, alimu or zalamu, correct? And this wow represents what? It represents whom, right? It represents they, doesn't it? Right? Zalamu, they wronged. Alimu, they did. So this whom is kind of like an emphasis for this wow. They were, they, of zalimin, the wrongdoers. But they themselves were the wrongdoers. SubhanAllah. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say. Isn't that like powerful? This gets lost in translation. And then what makes it even more interesting is the context. إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ The evildoers, they shall endure forever the torment of hell. لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ From which there is no relief. لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ There will be no relief provided to them. وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ They will be there in utter despair. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ It's not that we wronged them. But then they themselves were the ones who were wrong. SubhanAllah. May Allah protect us from that. Okay, let's go back to our study here. We wronged you. Dhalamnaka, excellent, inshallah. And we wronged you all. Dhalamnaka. Dhalamtum would be the fa'il, right? Zalamna kum. Zalamna kum. You with me? All right. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Okay. Here, what is happening? Zalamna That is, we got this from our conjugation table, right? Zalamna. We wronged. Correct? Okay. Now, the next part is attached pronouns. Something we had reviewed before. Attached pronouns. When they attach to a fi'l, they become mafu'ul. Correct? Now, what attached pronoun? What I'm trying to demonstrate in this activity and review in this activity is how the attached pronoun changes, right? And how that changes, like how the meaning is impacted when that attached pronoun changes. You see? We're trying to see this attached pronouns from semester one. Yes, and also attached pronouns, we were reviewing this last time as well, right? When we were doing things like this activity, right? Nasar, his Lord, in him, he helped him. Okay, this whole activity we did last time as well. Attached pronouns, I'm not going to spend like a lot of time reviewing them because this is stuff that we've done before. But now what we're going to review is how does attached pronoun now come and attach to a fi'l, right? That's new. That is review and extension. And that's what we're doing right now. Yesterday we saw we helped him. Or sorry, we saw he helped him. He helped her. The fa'il was he. Correct? He helped them. The fa'il remained he constantly. And the pronouns for the maf'ul changed. Today, again, same thing. The fa'il remains the same. Right? Maybe I'll do a split just to contrast the two for you. The fa'il remains the same. As you can see, the fa'il is the same. We, right? The fi'il changes a little bit. Instead of nasara, help, we're talking about wronging. And then how the maf'ul changes, that's the objective of this activity, to show you how that takes place. All right, does that make sense, inshallah? Alhamdulillah. All right, now we go to our... Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. This we're going to do more of in the tutorial. So if this is, again, difficult right now, please attend the tutorial. We will do plenty of activities like this in the tutorial. So take a jumla fi'aliyah and just make the whole bunch of jumla fi'aliyah. Practice until these concepts are secured in our mind. Now is a tricky one. And this is the one right before the extension. This is the last part of the review. We wronged the Muslim. But before you tell me, what is the fa'il always? Its status. The status of the fa'il is? The fa'il is always marfu'. Thank you. Okay? The fa'il that's a pronoun like zalamna, that's a different right thing. That's just a pronoun. Okay? But if the fa'il is an outside fa'il, right, it has to be like marfu', you can see it. Yes or no? We saw example of that like all the time. Khalaqallahu, right? You see, fa'il is outside. Khalaqallahu. Yes? Okay, very good. Now, we want to check out something. What is the status of the maf'ul? The status of the maf'ul is... the duff roll. Mansoob, yes. Alhamdulillah, it is mansoob. The attached pronouns, like you've said, attached pronouns, their tashkil, you can't, like, it's tashkil is irrelevant. Their status is determined by what category? Attached pronoun. And then, what does it attach to? Attaches to an ism, mudaf ilayhi, majroor. Attaches to a harjar, ism majroor, majroor. Attaches to a fi'il, maf'ul, and then thus it is mansoob. But now if it is outside as a word, an outside maf'ul, it will be what? Mansoob. It will have to be mansoob, right? أَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ mansoob. Okay? الْأَرْضَ should be أَرْضَ there. Status of that is also mansoob. In the ayah before that, or وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. You've seen that many times before. قَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. All of those examples that we saw showing the... Sorry, let me get back to where my notes are. The maf'ool being mansoob. That's what I'm referring to by Danish. The maf'ool being mansoob. قَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ. The mansoob is Jaluta, right? The word Jaluta is mansoob, and that is maf'ul. A maf'ul that is not an outside maf'ul, that's a pronoun, right? Okay. We have a few questions in a few different directions. But stay with me here for a second. I don't want to go back to something right now that doesn't connect to our learning objective right now. What we're trying to get at, number one, is fa'il is always... Fa'il is always marfu'. Maf'ul is always... If I can only type, inshallah. Mansoob. Okay, great. Now, I want you to try to write, we wronged the Muslim. In the sentence, in the English one, what is the fa'il? We. The fa'il. The fa'il is wronged, correct. Fa'il is we. Who is the maf'ul in the sentence? The Muslim. Okay, now please go ahead and try this. Very good. MashaAllah. Zalamna. Zalamna. I like that. That is excellent. Jameel jiddan. Zalamna al-muslima. Well, why al-muslima? Why not al-muslimu? Because the maf'ul is mansub. Are we good with that, people? Make sense, inshallah? This is the review, right? This is the stuff that we have done before. Now we're going to do a bit of extension. Extension means what? Stuff that kind of was there in the past, but now we're going to stretch it to maybe a point where we haven't stretched it before. And what happens when things are stretched? A bit of pain. But you require, not the break, no. You pull a muscle, oh boy. All right, well, time to stretch. But we're going to stretch a little bit or extend a little bit because that's when actually learning happens. Believe it or not, the brain is quite analogous to like muscles in the sense that to build muscle, you have to break the fibers apart and then they regrow stronger. Similarly, in the brain, the neurons have to form, okay? And the connections between neurons has to form for it to be retained in your memory. The way that happens is when you're stretched, okay? That is when those that formation happens, and that's when retention happens, okay? So that's why I'm doing these things, not because I like to see people get wrong answers or something, okay? The point here is to try to really solidify the learning. Again, this extension part, if you don't get this, that's because we're going a little bit beyond what we've done before, so don't like be so sad, okay? This part before was the one that really was review. We're going to extend a little bit and then we'll do some application. Okay? Originally, I planned present and failed, but being realistic, I don't think we'll get there. All right. And I had like some excellent activities. I was so happy about the activities I planned for present and failed, but that had to wait till Monday, inshallah. All right. Now, the Muslim wronged us. How would I write this one? The Muslim wronged us. Think about it. Think who's the fa'il. Think who's the maf'ul. And then type your answer. But start with the fa'il. Hint. Start with the fa'il. Start with the fair. MashaAllah, Sacha Halima. Ahsanti, Ahsanti. Private message is yes, is please. Private message. Thank you, Sister Solange. Now, if you say that, Brother Danish, you have made na into the fa'il. MashaAllah, Brother Raid. Amazing. Ahsant, Ahsant. You've done well. Don't stand on it, you will fall, and you will fall face first on that thing. Okay, it's a rolling thing. Crisis averted for now. Any ideas, people? Come on. The Muslim wrong us. Okay, if you say that, Brother Musa, you made na as your fa'il. What I'm trying to get us to see is how the fi'l and fa'il switch in the sentence. So that when they're both there, when they come together, they look confusing, we're able to distinguish. Okay, what is Mr. Fazan saying? Zalama. Well, the pronoun has to attach Sister Fazana to the fi'il. Try again, please. Nahnu is not the one, Brother Salim, because Nahnu is marfu'. Attach the pronoun to the fa'il. And the fa'il has to be marfu'. Start with the fa'il, Uncle Ali. I'm going to make you think about this for a sec. Okay, I will not give the answer just yet. All right, so Summer, you're almost right, but you made your attached pronoun. That attached pronoun is your actor, is your fa'il. In the Muslim wronged us, us is the maf'ul, right? Ah, Sister Fazana, ahsanti, ahsanti, ahsanti. Well done. But the Fazana almost there, but what's going to be on al-Muslim? But Buzza, if you say that, you're saying the Muslim wronged you. But what we're trying to say is the Muslim wronged us. MashaAllah, Sister Umariyam, ahsanti. Well done, Brother Farhan. Well, good, very good. It's been a trip. Yes. Oh. All right, Brother Nasir, start with the fa'il. Even though you're right, mashallah. But start with the fa'il. Almost, Brother Salim, not mu, hidden pronoun he. And then Muslim, what's the status of Muslim? Ah, Ahsan, Sister Thamar. Very good. Zala, yeah, Excitement is killing me. No. All right. Zala mana al-muslimu. That's the answer. Zalamana al-Muslimu. The Muslim wronged us. Okay? If you said zalamna, that would make what? That would make na what? In this case. We wronged, right? It will make it the fa'il. Yes or no? People, you're with me. You got it. That will make na the fa'il. If you make this ظَالَمَا, R3 has a fatha. What is the pronoun of the fa'il? Hidden pronoun he. Can I then have an outside fa'il? Yes, and that's my al-Muslimu. Right? Now, I want to say the Muslim wronged us. But in Arabic, what I'm actually saying is this. I'm saying, you know, wronged us, the Muslim. That's how you kind of say it, right? Or he wronged, you're right. He wronged us, the Muslim. That's how you're saying it literally in Arabic. But that's not how you should think about it necessarily. Maybe this will help you. It does help. Okay, alhamdulillah. But the thing that's interesting here is that us attaches before the Muslim. The maf'ul comes before the Muslim here. I'm sorry, the maf'ul comes before the fa'il over here. As you see, it's attached to the fa'il. Because if it's a pronoun, it has to attach to the fa'il. It cannot attach to the word Muslim, otherwise it will become mudaf mudaf ilayhi. It cannot be nahnu, because nahnu is a marfu' standalone pronoun. And this is mansub, it's maf'ul. Right? So those are the reasons. Make sense, people? Yay. Okay, tell me the plural of Muslim, al-Muslimu, the plural of al-Muslimu is exactly the changing of the harakat. Look how subtle. Zalamna, zalamana. Okay, plural of al-Muslimu is al-Muslimuna. That's the marfu' version. What's the mansub and majrur version? Al-Muslimina, al-Muslimina. You remember that? I hope you do. All right, now, please try again. We wronged the Muslims. We wronged the Muslims. I don't know why I selected this. But honestly, like, I just completely random. Could have been any other fi'l, but ah, mashallah, wa farhan. Ahsant. Sister Nadia, ahsanti. Very well done. Brother Raed, ahsant. Very good, mashallah. We're just, practicing, brother Salim. Now, Brother Danish, if you say that, you need the we there as the fa'il. R3 has to have a fatha. Ah, Sister Samar, ahsanti. Well done. Sister Halima, well, we're looking at the Muslims, the plural there, Sister Halima. You're giving me the pair. Again, fa'il is marfu', especially the outside fa'il, and the maf'ul is mansub, especially the outside maf'ul. So just keep that in mind when you're selecting your, the word Muslim. Very good, Sister Halima Ahsanti, Sister Fazana, very good. Sister Maryam Ahsanti, very good. Yeah. All right, very good. This would be Zalamna, because we wronged, right? We wronged. Now the Muslims is Al-Muslimina. Why Al-Muslimina? Because it's mansub. Right? It's maf'ul. It has to be Al-Muslimina. Correct? Now when I ask you, what's the status of Al-Muslimina? Would you say mansub or majrur? No, right? You would say it's mansub only. You with me? We wronged the Muslims. Al-Muslimina here is mansub. Make sense? All right, let's try the next one. Again, keep this guy in mind. And maybe remember, the way it goes is he wronged us. He wronged us, the Muslims. Written like that, if you want a hint. But Danish, you made it. فاعل brother Ryan أحسنت very nice brother Ryan Mr. Thamar excellent ما شاء الله Mr. Halima Abu Salim you're almost there you made it in the فاعل you made na the فاعل but we need the na as مفعول it's missing one word there Sister Maria excellent أحسنتي well done ما شاء الله Perfect, brother Danish. Ahsant. But al-Muslim. Oh, actually, sorry. Hold on. Al-Muslim. No, you need it to be. Oh yes, you're right. Perfect. Yes, yes. Jazakallah khair. Ahsant, brother Danish. Very good. Allahu Akbar. Very good. MashaAllah, sister Fazana. If you say that, brother Farhan, you made it. You made the actor day. Sister Nadia, you as well. If you say that, you make the actor they. And Brother Musa. Ahsanta, mashallah. Well done, Brother Musa. Sister Umariam, very good. Ah, there we go, Brother Sadim. Mashallah, mashallah. You got it. All right. Sister Halima, you were right. Here is how we write it. Zalamana. Zalamana. Al-Muslimuna. Zalamana al-Muslimuna. Here, Zalama is my fi'il. My pronoun for Zalama is hidden pronoun. Hidden pronoun, he. Perfect. I can then look for what? Outside fi'il. Do I have an outside fi'il? Yes, that is al-Muslimuna. Perfect. I got my fi'il, I have my fa'il, and na attached pronoun to the fi'il is your maf'ul, dhalamana al-muslimuna. Now, isn't it a lot easier to think about the analysis of this now that you're able to construct it? Yeah? You can do it a lot quicker, right? Yes or no, people? All right, alhamdulillah. Alright, I think we'll leave this one for now. We'll come back to this one in the tutorial. Alhamdulillah, that's awesome. Now let's look at the word nafs. Maybe you're wondering, how do I say I have wronged myself? Or we have wronged ourselves. Are you wondering how to say that? The camera has gone all like bizarre. There we go, alhamdulillah. All the time. So the fi'il is always singular, even if the fa'il is plural. Exactly, Sister Nadia. To us, for us to have a fa'il that is an outside fa'il, whether it's singular, pair, or plural, masculine or feminine, the zalama, the pronoun of the fi'il has to be he or she. You with me? Okay, what does the word nafs mean in Arabic? Anybody know? Anybody? Hidden pronoun he, Sister Maria, for masculine. Hidden pronoun she for feminine. Fa'il. Nafs means self. Okay? In Arabic, nafs is actually a feminine word. Nafs. Huh? Nafs. If I was to write this, it is a feminine word. Because the Arab said so, okay? Because the Arab said so. By the way, the tutorials are really key, guys, because what we're doing right now, that's all we do in the tutorial. Because we just practice. Tutorial, you can attend either, like morning, evening, we try to do the same thing. But please do try to come out to one of them, inshallah, because it was very, very, it's really helpful. Because then all the analysis become a lot easier. Okay. Feminine word, its singular is like this. Naf. Sure. Nafsun, Nafsan, and then Nafsin. Correct? That's how you write it. Okay. Its plural is interesting, but stay with me. This is not actually the point of this activity. Anfusu. No tanween. Anfusa. And when it is attached to a pronoun, anfusi. Okay, stay with me for a second until we get to the end here, okay? How do I say myself? Plural. This is singular. Singular. This is a plural, okay? All right. Maybe I'll do this. How do I say myself? How do I say myself? Hint. My book. Think of my book. Perfect. The answer is nafsi. The answer is nafsi. Very good. Maybe you have heard the hadith, the famous hadith, where on the day of judgment, all the people and even the prophets would be saying nafsi, nafsi. Except the Prophet ﷺ, who would be saying ummati, ummati. Right? Everybody was saying myself, myself. The Prophet ﷺ would be saying my nation, my nation. Have you heard that? Okay, alhamdulillah. That's where that comes from. How do I say ourselves? Hint again. Our book. Think of our book. Use the plural. And use the marfu' version. Use the plural. Our. Use the plural. Okay, hint, say it, our books. Say it like that. There we go. Can you say it in mansub form? Try that, please. And plural. Make the book plural. And say anfusana. Very good. Anfusana. Very nice. It is alhamdulillah. Okay. How about yourselves? Plural. Make it again in mansub form. In mansub form, please. Try it. Excellent. Mashallah. Anfusakum. Look at, finally, last one. Themselves. Themselves would be? In mansub form, they. In mansub form, they, Sister Maryam. Think of their book. Anfusahum. You with me? All right. The way the word dhalama means, works usage-wise, is that when you're talking about yourself, right? Like, as we were using him and her before, right? The pronoun. But sometimes you want to talk about yourself. Sometimes you want to talk about ourselves. The nafs and anfus has to be used. And I'll show you some usages of it in the Quran as well. Okay? I was to show you some usage of it in the Quran, you'd be quite intrigued. because it is actually one of the highest frequency words in the Quran. Has anybody, have you noticed it in your reading of Quran? Right? It comes all the time. You see that? 27 pages worth of results. Holy moly. That's a lot. Huh? Look at that. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ except themselves. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You admonish others, do good, but forget yourselves. If I go to the very end, maybe there's some examples from the last juz. Okay. Well, not here, okay. I'll show you more examples in a little bit. But let's try this one. I wronged myself. How do I say that? I wronged myself. MashaAllah. Very good. Zalamtu nafsi. Zalamtu nafsi. Very good. We wronged ourselves. ظلمنا أنفسنا. جميل ما شاء الله. أنفسنا أنفسنا. Okay. Here what you would have is ظلم فعل نا فاعل أنفس is your مفعول also مضاف نا مضاف إليه. Let's see some examples. ظلم تو نفسي. Oh, I typed a قاف there. That's why there's nothing there. ظلم تو نفسي. Look at that. أنفسا is مفعول. سليمة. Correct. Just like I was to say, we wronged you, or you all, or them, or her, or you know, him. All of these are mafrool, right? All of these are mafrool. Similarly here, this is mafrool, anfusana. The thing to check out about anfusana and nafsi is, it is a type of an emphasis. It's a little bit, there's a bit of an emphasis there that you're adding to the subject matter. Okay? قِيلَ لَهَا دُخُلِ الصَّرْحِ. It was said to her, enter the palace. As-sarh is the palace. Falamma, so when ra'athu, what does ra'athu mean? Ra'a means to see. Ra'athu. Yes. Ra'athu. Ra'at. Alimat. Zalamat. She saw him. Okay, so she saw it actually. You're right. So she saw him. Hasibathu. Hasibat. Hasiba means to think of something or to consider something. She thought about it or thought it. Lujjatan. Lujja means a pool. She thought of it as a pool. Wa and kashafat. Kashafa is to uncover. Kashafat. She uncovered. An from saqayha, from her shins. Who is this talking about? Queen of Saba. Yes, indeed. Queen of Saba. And who is she meeting? Quran trivia. She's meeting Sulaiman alayhi salam, right? Very good. Qala. Qala means? He said. He. Qala, he said. He is Sulaiman here. Innahu, indeed it is saruhun mumarradun. A palace. Mumarrad is, I believe it means to be carved. Paved, okay. Palace paved. Man'ut na'at. Ahsant, brother, brother Danish. Sarhun mumarradun. Min from qawarir. From qawarir, which is pearls. Pearls? Glass, oh, sorry. Something that's like see-through. Crystal, thank you, Salon. I'm losing my vocabulary here. Qawarir min fidda. Yes, crystal, you're right. Jazakallah khair. She thought this was the seat, this thing that she was about to step on is actually not there, and she's about to step into water because underneath this crystal was water. So she thought that she's about to take a step into water, so she lifted her dress not to make her dress wet. But then Sulaiman tells her that this is a palace paved with qawarir, this crystal, it's see-through. How incredible was that palace be that the floor looks like it's not there. At that point, qalat, it's a mu'jiza. She said, Rabbi. Rabbi, it means, Rabbi is short for Rabbi. Rabbi is my Lord. Rabbi is also my Lord, but more like, Rabbi, I need you, right? Inni, indeed, I. Zalamtu nafsi. Indeed, I have wronged myself. Mashallah. Wa and aslamtu. Aslamtu. I submit. Ma'a with Sulaymana. Sulaiman alayhi salam. Lillahi. For Allah, also to Allah, I submit to Allah, right? Both of the meanings are kind of the same, right? Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the world. MashaAllah. Make sense, inshallah? All right. Alhamdulillah. That was good, yes? Did you enjoy that? It was a bit of a activity, but Alhamdulillah, I think you got a good value out of that. And now it's easy, inshallah, for us to get to a point where we're able to, inshallah ta'ala, what's it called? When you see this, start to spot some patterns. Inshallah, brother Sareeb, soon, bi'idhnallah, you'll do it yourself, bi'idhnallahi ta'ala. You won't even need that much help. And very soon you'll be doing it, inshallah, by yourself in a very good way. This again, like everything that's worth it takes some time, right? That's the, I think, the reality of life. And this is just the same, right? This is no different. Okay. Now, here is a very beautiful dua that I love, and I think we should all memorize it and make it in our salah. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged us, taught it, and this is, can be made at basically any point in salah. But especially at before you say assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Okay? Here is the dua. Who is the person who is narrating the hadith? Any guesses? In sujood as well, yes. It's at the very beginning. Oh, perfect. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. When there's certain words in Arabic that when they are majroor, They take a ya, okay? We'll study about that in Qutuf Academy. When you, inshallah, finish steps to Arabic and you go to, inshallah, study with Sheikh Hilmi, he will explain this concept to you. But Abu Bakr is actually Abu is mudaf and bakrin is mudaf ilayhi. That's the marfu form. Ah, and then the mansub form of it is aba bakrin. Aba bakrin. And the majrur form of it is abi bakrin. Okay? That, don't worry about it. That's not the point. That's not even like this is a tangent. Don't worry about this one. That's a complete tangent. As-Siddiq. From Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. An means from. Okay? Annahu. An means from. Okay? From. And this is a harf jar, by the way. Okay? From Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Narrated from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. That he said. Annahu qala. Li Rasulillahi. To the Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allimni. Allimni du'aan. Okay. Allama yu'allimu. Command tense. Allim. Teach me du'aan. A du'a. Command tense we haven't done yet. Don't worry. Command is coming soon. Inshallah. Teach me a du'a. Ad'u bihi fi salati. A du'a that I can pray with in my... In what? In my prayer, fi salati, qala, he said, he who, the Prophet sallam, right? Okay, qul, say, right? Allahumma, what does Allahumma mean? Oh Allah, inni, indeed I, we haven't learned inna just yet, but you know inna means indeed, okay? Zalamtu nafsi. I have wronged myself, oppressed myself. Zulman, same root as zalama, right? It's in fact the master of zalama. I have wronged myself, wronged, like a wrong, an oppression. Okay? Kathiran. A lot. As you might guess, this and this, how are they related? Dulman kathiran. Any guesses? Man'ud na'at, right? A great wrong. Excellent. A great wrong. See, mansub, indefinite, masculine, singular. I have wronged myself, a great wrong. Subhanallah. Wala, and not, yaghfiru, forgives, al-dhunuba, the sins, illa, except, anta, ta you. Meaning, only you forgive sins. Only you forgive sins. Faghfir li. So forgive me. Maghfiratan. So you forgive. Excellent, Sister Nadia. Maghfiratan. A forgiveness. Min. From. Indika. Inda means near you, from near you. Indaka means near you. Within you also perhaps, similar meaning, but a forgiveness that is from near you, a special type of forgiveness. Warhamni, and have mercy upon me. Innaka. Indeed you, right? Ka is for you, mashallah. Anta, for emphasis. You, al-ghafuru, are the al-ghafuru. The one who forgives. Ar-rahimu, the one who is, who shows mercy, right? Ghafur from ghain fara is your root letters. Ghafara. يغفر مغفرة. That's your master, by the way. Okay. رحيم رحيمة يرحم. And then رحمة is one of its masters. Or Ar-Rahma is one of its masters. We'll see, inshallah, that later. But the point is, these are some of those words. So a very beautiful dua. I encourage you to memorize it, inshallah. And the thing that's really amazing about this dua is that the one who is asking for it is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So if he is being told, you have wronged yourself, a great wrong, then what about the rest of us? Subhanallah. Okay? So that is a very beautiful dua. Muttafaqun alayhi means it is agreed upon. When that is said about a hadith, that means that Imam al-Bukhari and both Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim have narrated this hadith, and they agree that this is an authentic hadith. Okay, so that's the strongest form of authentication that we have for a hadith. Make sense, people? Alhamdulillah, inshallah. It's a nice dua. Please memorize it, and then not only for the sake of seeking forgiveness from Allah and making our prayer more meaningful, but also some Arabic practice, you know. ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا. Okay. And then when we get to some Arabic stuff, like some of the مفعول or some of the command, then inshallah we will come back to this, inshallah. I didn't type the translation, subhanAllah, brother Ra'id. Okay, let me type it and then I'll upload it, inshallah, okay? Right now I just want to move on. Next time I will type as I'm translating the dua. Jazakallah khair. Okay, let's look at Surah Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, some Quran study to get some idea of of the implementation of Jumla Fi'liya. Okay? Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, some of these are more difficult words that we have not studied yet, so I'm going to quickly proceed by them. Is a question, to ask a question. In Arabic is to ask a question. Have, right? Has this not happened? Okay, so alam nashrah. Lam is actually not. And nashrah is to open up something. Okay, so have we not opened up? Laka. La is, can you tell me what laka is? Yes. Harf jar. Harf jar. Harf jar li. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You might remember when it is attached by an attached pronoun, it li turns into la. Did you remember that? We mentioned it briefly, but we're going to review this all through our study of Quran, right? Okay. Laka means what now? Literally. For you. Excellent. For you. Sadraka. What does sadr mean? Sadr means chest. A chest, the singular. The plural, take a guess. You might know the surah. قل أعوذ برب الناس. صدور. Perfect. صدور is the plural. Okay. Excellent. صدرك. Tell me grammatically, what is صدرك? Your chest. Perfect. That's the meaning. Now tell me the grammar. مضاف. مضاف إليه. Correct. Yes or no? Attached pronoun attaches to ism. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Okay. Lam and nashrah, we will study next week, inshallah. Alright. Wa wada'na anka wizrak. Okay. Wa means and. Wada'a actually means to put. Okay. Wada'a means to put something, okay? But also it means to remove something. Like if you have removed something, you've put it in a different place, right? It's kind of strange. Sometimes Arabic has a fi'al that is both. It's like put and remove the same variable is used. What's going on? But that's how it is. I didn't make this language, okay? So here, wada'a means to remove, okay? And trust me, it took me a very long time to come to grip with this part. I was like, how does this work? But eventually I got it. It took me like a couple of years to wrap my head around this because it just conflicted with everything that I could believe. You know what I mean? Not the Quran, but the idea of a word having the opposite meanings at the same time. It's okay. Some things just take a while. It's all right. But now, I'll tell you for now. Wada' here, wada'a means to remove. Okay? All right. Wada'na, what is wada'na? We removed, thank you. Wada'na means we removed. Great. The fi'il is wada'a, right? Or with the hamza, it will be wada'a, but we write it as wada'a. The fa'il is na, thank you. Right now, this should be easy for us, inshallah, to spot, right? Because R3 has a sukoon. And then na is your fa'il, right there. That's okay, right there is your fa'il. Anka, what is an? Anka, from you. An is a harf of jar. So this is harf jar. And that this is ism majrur. Okay? Attached pronoun attaching to a harf jar. Okay. Wizraka. Okay, tell me about wizraka. Wizr is burden. Wizraka. Wizraka, your burden. Wada'na, Brother Fran, don't get into the, don't worry about that right now. Just let's try to get the example of the jumla failure right now. Because wada'a is a tricky fi'l, okay? Wizraka, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Excellent. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. But anything else, I have a fi'l and fa'il. I'm also looking for مفعول. What's my مفعول? وزر. وزر is my مفعول and my مضاف. Correct? And مضاف إليه is the cap. Make sense? We removed from you your burden. Right? The thing that got removed is your burden. That is obviously, that's the maf'ul, acted upon. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, that weighed down your back. Ignore that for a second. Look at this one. Warafa'na laka dhikrak. Warafa'na laka dhikrak. Wa means, and rafa'a means to raise. So tell me, what does rafa'na mean? No one only raised. Oh my God. No, it's not like that. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Oh, you guys are hilarious. We raised لَكَ for you ذِكْرَكَ. ذِكْر will be remembrance, right? So we raised for you your remembrance, right? Like your mention, your name is raised high. The Prophet ﷺ, of course. رَفَعْنَا. What is the fi'l? Correct? Fa'il. Fa'il is na. Yay. Where's my maf'ul? Tell me first where my maf'ul is. Dhikra. That is my maf'ul. Correct? And it is also mudaf, and ka is mudaf ilayhi, right? attached pronoun to the dhikraka, right, Brother Riyad? Yeah, so we would say dhikra is maf'ul, also mudaf, and ka is mudaf ilayhi. Make sense? Laka is, of course, harf jar ism majrur. Make sense, people? Does that, how do you like that in the surah? Alhamdulillah, right? This is nice, right? وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. We'll return to this when we have studied Inna, inshallah. Alright? When we've studied Inna, we will be back, inshallah. Let's go to Surah Yasin. I had a few surahs. I want to make sure I get to like one of those that I really like. I mean, not the surah, just the example. Okay. These are all examples that you can, inshallah, take a look at your convenience. I'm going to also try to highlight them in the tutorial, okay? Because I'm not going to have time to highlight all of them in the lecture next time. So again, please, the tutorial is key for you to watch, because in this tutorial on Saturday, we'll practice, and we're going to highlight the rest of these jumla fi'liya examples, all right? But I'm going to highlight two of them right now from Surah Yasin 1, and from Surah Hijr 2, and then we'll end with that, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlalan, fahiya ila al-adhqani, fahum muqmahun. Okay. Inna means surely, indeed, we. Okay? The na there is for we. We'll learn that when we get to inna. Ja'alna, what does ja'alna mean? I'm going to hide the meaning for a second here, right? Just to make you guys think. We made. Excellent, right? Fi'il. Fi'il. What's the fi'il, people? Excellent. Ja'al or ja'ala is my fi'il. My fa'il. Is it my fa'il or is it my maf'ul? Fa'il, why, Brother Ayd? R3 sukun. Yeah. I was just messing with you people. Some of you might have been like double guessing yourself. Don't. Alhamdulillah. R3 sukun. Hmm? It's the actor. Alhamdulillah, right? That right there, R3 with sukun. Fa'il, fa'il. Okay, I'm looking for maf'ul. Find it for me. Please, people, I need it. All right, fi is harf jar, okay? Anaqihim, where is the word end? How many words is this? Firstly, anaqihim is two words, right? What's the first word? A'na or a'naqi? Qi or no qi? Qi, right? Because there's an attached pronoun. Correct? So a'naqi, can it be the maf'ul? But maf'ul has to be mansub. So where is it? Next word. Aghlalan. There we go. Aghlalan is right here. Okay, what does aghlal mean? Now, in all fairness, if I would told you the meaning first, this would be, you would be able to pick it out from the meaning, okay? But I kind of delayed the meaning for a minute. Aghlalan yokes. You know what a yoke is? Ah. That right there is a yoke. Right, they put that on animals back in the day. Okay? But it's also something they would put on prisoners. Okay? Because it's a humiliation. Not like yoke as in like, yeah, egg yolk. Some people are hungry. It's like yolk. Alhamdulillah. Yolk here is the, with a K-E, yes. Collars. This is what they would put on animals to kind of like, you know, keep them in check. So Allah SWT says, we have put aghlalan. We have put these yolks, these collars. Fi, what does fi mean? In a'naqihim. A'naqihim, their necks. Unuq, in their necks. Ah, subhanallah. This is a humiliating punishment. Maf'ul, a'naqi, sorry, aghlalan is maf'ul because it's mansub, right? You see that? Two fathas, that's mansub, right? That's why is my maf'ul. Okay, we put chains. Is it on the neck or yoke on the neck or in the neck? On the neck, right? But Allah says in the neck. You see that little subtlety there? Ah, it's like this yoke is like part of their body now. It's so tight. It's so like constrained. It's so humiliating for them. It's like a part of their body. But it's not just that. It lifts up their chin up. فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ It comes up to their chins. فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ And then their chin is, their head is just like, you know, in this state, like when they can't bow down. It's like propped up. But the humiliation, they want to look down out of humiliation and out of pain. But they can't even look down. That is the picture that Allah is painting, subhanAllah, of the humiliation that awaits these people. جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا That's a very vivid description. May Allah protect us from this kind of punishment, subhanAllah. The question was, isn't the neck acted upon? Yes, the meaning is there, right? The meaning, the neck is obviously related to the idea of what's being acted on. But grammatically, we say the maf'ul is the one that has the two fathas, correct? And the fi is half jar, and a'naqi is your ism majrur and mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Is it related to the fi'il and the meaning? Is it? Of course it is, right? That's why it's mentioned in the sentence, right? But grammatically, we're just looking again. Jumla fi'liya, fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. Right? You see that? That's the idea behind it. Okay, Jala, I'm going to actually stop here because I'm going to take up this one, Surah Hijr, inshallah, in the tutorial. What we're going to do in the tutorial, just as a preview for you, we're going to do all of these, inshallah, plus some review, inshallah ta'ala. So I would hope that you come out to that, bi-ithnillah. Jazakumullah khair, everybody, for sticking around for participating. I hope this was good and fun, even though it's a little bit tough at times, but this is how learning happens, alhamdulillah, inshallah ta'ala. The good thing is that when you do this, inshallah ta'ala, and you keep practicing, keep going at it, Allah will make it easy. Okay, think about where we started, right? The first time we saw the conjugation, people were like, whoa, right? But now, alhamdulillah, conjugation is a breeze, right? Like just now, alhamdulillah, maybe the easiest part of our class. Same thing, we'll look back at Jumla Fi'liya and you think the same way, bismillah ta'ala. All right, jazakumullah khairan. And I will upload, inshallah, the tutorial in the morning as soon as it's done, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وياكم وإياكم وإياكم بارك الله فيكم.